G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of The Children Act, which is the big screen adaptation of the Ian McEwan novel of the same name, which was directed by Richard Eyre and stars Emma Thompson, Stanley Tucci, and Fionn Whitehead. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. As a marriage crumbles, a judge must decide a case involving a teenage boy who's refusing a blood transfusion on religious principle. Now, it's kind of funny though that even though I've never read any of Ian McEwan's books, I've seen quite a number of the film adaptations of his work. Some of the ones I can think of off the top of my head include Enduring Love, On Chesil Beach, and probably without a doubt my absolute favorite of the bunch, Atonement, which is a film I absolutely love. So even though I haven't read any of his work, but just based on what I've seen just on the film versions, he's definitely an interesting, like, and from what I've heard from people who have read his books compared to their big screen counterparts, that the films actually do a good job at capturing the core of his work, particularly because based on what I've seen just on the film versions, that all the films, particularly the ones that I mentioned, all sort of have really interesting subject matter at the center of them, and as well as that, and McEwan uses that to explore some really interesting themes and how they affect both the characters and the stories within the work. And like, just like I said, based on what I've seen from at least the film versions, all the films have that sort of connective theme through all of them. Like I said, they have this specific subject matter, and it's just how the characters deal with the repercussions of these certain elements. So when I heard about The Children Act, it definitely had its sort of main subject matter was one I found really interesting, which was basically at the core of it, this is a film that's about the law versus religion. And that to me, I found really interesting. And I love films that kind of could delve into complex themes like that. And so this one was right up my alley in that regard. Although what's funny though, is like the film, The Children Act, actually played at the Melbourne International Film Festival a couple of months back. And actually, I was, for the longest time, going to go see the film. But then I sort of changed it at the last minute because I found out that the film was going to come out in cinemas in just over 2 months' time. So I figured, since it's coming out around then, I'll take it off my viewing schedule for MIF and just replace it with a different film. So I have been waiting, but even when I sort of read the synopsis back then in the program guide, it definitely made me very interested. And particularly when you have a film that's got Emma Thompson, Stanley Tucci in it, that to me is just like a big win. So now having finally seen it, what do I think of the film? I have to say though, I found this kind of a disappointment, to be honest. And this is definitely a film where I feel for me that where the sum of the parts are better than the whole. Like, there are some really strong elements in this film. Like, Richard Eyre, who previously directed films like Iris, Stage Beauty, Notes on a Scandal. Like, he does a really good job directing-wise. This is a nicely made film. Like, I could see some people sort of making a comparison that it feels a little bit like a TV film, but I feel like the way that it's shot, which is the cinematography is done by Andrew Dunn, who shot Gosford Park. Like, I thought the cinematography was really nice, and there's a lot of Steadicam usage in the film, which I thought sort of gave the film that sort of more cinematic vibe to it. And also it's got a really nice score, and also the performances as well, which I'll get to shortly. But unfortunately though, I just found the script, which Ian McEwan also wrote, so just didn't quite come together for me. And I'll explain why, because when the film kind of focuses on the sort of the, like I said, the subject matter of law versus religion, that is to me where it's at its strongest. And that's sort of the big hallmark for the first half of the film. But I guess when I came into the film, I just assumed that the whole film was going to be centered around that. But it's only really in the first half. And once that sort of the resolution that is done and out of the way, and then we move on to the second and third acts, that's where the film kind of just started going downhill for me. And I'm not in the terms of being an absolute disaster or anything like that, more to the fact that it just started becoming less interesting. And also, the film started moving into melodrama as well. And I don't mind melodrama. I mean, I enjoy it as much as the next person. But compared to what we sort of saw in the first act, it just feels really out of tone. And Richard Eyre has a bad habit of descending into melodrama. I mean, if you've seen Notes on a Scandal, which was a film I thought was okay, but that was a film that just came, that really descended so much in the melodrama to the point where it just, everyone was like overacting. So with this film, yeah, it's just like where it starts off being really strong. And once it gets to the halfway mark, that's when the film just loses steam pretty quickly. And it almost felt like, at least for me, like the movie wasn't sure, or at least the script wasn't sure where to go from there. I don't know if it was like that with the book. Actually, a friend of mine actually had read, who had seen The Children Act and also read the book, told me pretty much the book's exactly the same as well. So I guess, but she wasn't a fan of the book either. So I guess for me, it felt like the film just ran out of steam pretty quickly once it got to the second half and just started becoming less focused and uninteresting, which is a shame because other than the positives that I mentioned earlier, there's one sort of key element about this film that I thought was its strongest asset. And that, of course, is the performance of Emma Thompson. I thought she was absolutely wonderful in this film, and it's a terrific performance. This is definitely up there for me. Like, but you know, Emma Thompson's always great no matter what film or TV show she's in. But for me, this is up there as one of her strongest, like one of her best performances in a few years. Like, I just thought she did such a fantastic job and brought, and we kind of like from beginning to end, we're seeing this whole story through her eyes, because not only is her character dealing with her marriage crumbling, she also gets involved into this case and meets this young kid who is very sort of certain in his beliefs, but also his convictions about not wanting this blood transfusion, that you can kind of see the sort of, like, she's conflicted about it as well. But then once the second half goes in, that's where things start changing for her. And I kind of don't really want to spoil what happens in the second act, because, like, even though it felt like for me it didn't really go, it just kind of lost steam and didn't go anywhere for me in the end in regards to that second act. But I'll say this though, that I don't know, the second act, it kind of, like I said before, it kind of feels very uneven with the first one. And because it, like, the first one you see is like this sort of courtroom drama, and the second act kind of almost goes in this kind of almost creepy kind of stalker kind of vibe in the second half that almost felt like Fatal Attraction-esque. Not to say that the film's exactly like that, but just in terms of like that sort of sudden shift in tone, and also in terms of story as well, which made the film very uneven for me. And yeah, and it's a shame because Emma Thompson is so consistent with her performance throughout that. Like, even though I wasn't a fan of that second half, it was because of her that I was still at least somewhat engaged with the second half. And like I said, she's wonderful in the film. Also the kind of the subplot with her sort of marriage, like her marriage falling apart, also kind of just didn't really go anywhere in the end for me. Or at least, it starts off strong, but then kind of just falls flat by the end of it. But yeah, it's... Stanley Tucci, he's solid in the film. But Fionn Whitehead, who was the lead in Christopher Nolan's film Dunkirk, I thought he was a bit of a mixed bag. Like, when he was on, he was good. But when he was off, it just took me right out of the film. And it's a shame because I thought he was great in Dunkirk. But yeah, his performance was a little all over the place for me. And maybe that was probably a reason why I wasn't as engaged with the second half as I was with the first. And I also kind of felt like, because like I said, what drew me into this film was the whole law versus religion aspect. But unfortunately, yeah, the film just didn't really do anything much with that, sadly. So, other than Emma Thompson's great, great performance, this one was it's watchable, but it just ended up being rather disappointing and kind of a really mixed bag of a film. So if I had to give The Children Act a rating, I'd give it about at least 2.5. Like I said, it's watchable, but yeah, it's a bit of a missed opportunity, at least for me anyway. So yep, that's the end of my audio review of The Children Act. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is currently playing in cinemas across Australia in limited form. So definitely, if you're interested in checking it out, feel free to check it out. Because I'll be curious to hear what everyone else thinks of the film as well, even though I wasn't a fan of it. But if you were, definitely give me a buzz on Twitter or leave a comment here on the review page, because I like to hear other people's thoughts on it. But other than that, yeah, I hope you guys all enjoyed this audio review. And I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.